crud-free computers from Microsoft. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. It's known rather crudely as crapware. You know, the unwanted software like trial versions of antivirus software that computer makers load on new computers. It nags you, it slows down your machine. It's long been a problem for machines running Windows. Perhaps acknowledging that it's a problem, Microsoft has begun selling new PCs with no crapware from the likes of Sony, HP, and Dell. The machines will still come with plenty of Microsoft software that not everyone will want, of course. You can find these Microsoft Signature PCs at its new store in Scottsdale, Arizona, and online. Todd Bishop of TechFlash.com is a veteran Microsoft watcher. I asked him about this new development from Redmond, Washington.
It's Microsoft, in a way, trying to set an example for the PC industry and say, hey, look, you buy a Mac and you don't have to deal with this sort of thing. And Microsoft is saying perhaps Windows PCs should be the same way, that you shouldn't have to essentially have your PC be turned into an advertisement just because somebody struck a deal with a software vendor.
Does this suggest that Microsoft is sort of flexing its muscles a little more with its partners to try to control the user experience a little bit more?
Yeah, definitely. They're trying to insert themselves more into the distribution channel where Apple has really had a strength, because Apple over the years controls everything from the hardware to the software, and in more recent years, the retail experience. Microsoft doesn't have that control. It doesn't make the computers itself. So this is it indirectly saying, hey, you know, clean this up, guys. Of course, the interesting thing right now is Microsoft also is facing competition from, you know, Apple and Google with its new Chrome OS coming out next year. So at the same time Microsoft is trying to exert more control, it's losing a bit of its leverage because of the increased competition in other parts of the market.
Microsoft didn't really announce that it was going to be selling these PCs or anything. I mean, you just sort of noticed it, right? I mean, why isn't Microsoft talking about it?
They only have one retail store physically now in Scottsdale, Arizona. They're planning to open one up soon as well in Mission Viejo. It's possible that they were just waiting until they had more of a critical mass, perhaps to meet more demand if they made an announcement about this kind of thing.
You could also assume that to sort of market these aggressively would be a tacit admission that it's really sort of messed up in the past.
That's a great point. I mean, if they come out and say, hey, we've got these fantastic new PCs without all the junk you've been dealing with in the past, they are implicitly acknowledging that it has been very junky in the past. So you're right. It's a fine line there. And it seems that they're trying to lead by example, but at the same time also trying to make sure that the sales of all the other PCs aren't jeopardized by the initiative.
Todd Bishop is managing editor of TechFlash. The signature PCs currently on sale come with Microsoft Security Essentials, Silverlight, Zune 4.0 software, and a bunch of Windows Live programs. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.